One may look at the world and be troubled or cynical at how little grain, how little good has come from century after century of sowing God's word. On the other hand, one might be amazed that God's word has been as effective as it's been, given the thorns and rocky ground, the world's refusal to receive it. After all, here we are, 2,000 years after these words were spoken, since the seed was first scattered, still listening to them, still taking them seriously because they still matter. In those troubling moments when God's word seems ineffective, remember that despite the odds, we are here. We ourselves needn't have survived the world's inhospitality, but a strength beyond our own, a wisdom and grace has seen us through to this very day. We, faith-filled survivors, are God's best hope that in a neighborhood, a church, a society, a creation that is groaning, God's word will accomplish the purpose for which God sent it. We are the soil, the seed, the sower. The sowing continues as scheduled. With high hopes for Pope Francis's Universal Synod, with its inclusion of women and LGBTQ+ and other marginalized people, it's good to remember that even when the failure rate is high, God still produces good in abundance. What encourages us forward is not focusing on our failures, but celebrating all that God has done, all that God has worked among and through us to grow